We'll read the scripture for today, chapter 5. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is in Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by 5 covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. Why, I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." Once the man was cured, he picked up his mat and walked. That is during the Sabbath. The title is, "Do You Want to Be Healed?" The key verse is in Romans chapter 10, verse 11. The scriptures say, anyone who believes in him will never put to shame. Never be put to shame. Let's read together this verse. The scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. Let's turn our heart towards God, prepare our heart to listen to the message. Thank you for this opportunity to come and worship. And the message is the title, "Do You Want to Be Healed?" This is the question that Jesus has asked of the invalid. But each one must pose this for ourselves through our message. In the long time past, there are 2 submarines that collided outside of Massachusetts Beach. They find the divers to find all the people in those submarines. In the submarines in the heart of the sea, they will run out of oxygen. There's a diver they find when he was swimming along with the submarine, he heard some noise inside the submarine. And in the beginning, he maybe just thought it's some kind of noise, but listening carefully, he saw clear that these sounds are not just an unusual noise, but it's a code. Somebody inside has sent a code out by tapping on the side of the submarine. And because the Morse code, this guy will listen and know that they said, is there any hope that the code that they was tapped? Thank the Lord in God. We always have hope, though to be in society, there are so many topsy-turvy. If you look online, they are talk about the coming of the Lord, to pay attention to the coming of the Lord. We thank you, the Lord, when Jesus comes, that's a blessing, because this promise has become real. Our hope never fades. But however, to prepare for that joy, let's think about this scripture, what Jesus has seen, about what Jesus is asking us, and all that Jesus is telling us. Let's pray, asking for guidance. We thank you, Lord, to allow us to come close to you. We have come into this sanctuary so many months of abstinence. We thank you all that you have blessed us with. We thank you because we have prepared
to worship here as well as worship online at home also has the ability to follow us, to learn about your word. Be among us. Use your word to teach us the path that we must follow. We thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There are many things through this Bible verse that God, what Jesus saw, what Jesus asking, and what Jesus is telling us. The first thing is, what did Jesus see? The story, what did Jesus see in Jerusalem? In the festival, Jesus went to Jerusalem. There are three important festivals in the Jewish, the Pentecost, the Passover, and third is the temporary sanctuary. The Passover, to commemorate the exodus of from Egypt, and the temporary sanctuary is to commemorate the 40 years in the wilderness. We look at John chapter 6, and the Passover was chapter 6, and Jesus went into the temple. And this is something before, probably this is the Pentecost while Jesus in Jerusalem healing this man. In Jerusalem, near the sheep gate, is one of the 12 gates of the Jerusalem to go into the temple. And this is in the northeast gate. This is the gate that they can lead the sheep to be sacrificed to dedicate to into the temple. There is a pool here that above them. There is a colony, the Bethesda, and the old translation, a different pronunciation of Bethsaida, or Bethesda, different pronunciation. And we don't know because of this whether this is named that when they have challenges, come to this pool to find ask for alms of all the passerby. The festival also not just for the Jewish people, but of the foreigners who believe, who turn into Jewish, and they, when they pass, maybe they can receive some money from the passerby. And here, this is the big crowd. Jesus came near the temple, hoping to see people coming into the temple to worship God. But what Jesus saw is that all the lame, the blind, the crippled, all the ignorant, they cannot come to the temple, but they come to receive something from the passerby, maybe some help from the passerby. They come to the temple not to seek God, but they are waiting for some opportunity, some blessing. And this is something pictured in verse 4. When they wait for the angel will move the water, whoever first into the pool will be healed. Maybe this is a race. Looking for the angel, who will be the first one to get into the pool. We don't know when it will happen. When will the angel touch the water? How many times in the year? But they have a hope that if the angel is coming down and make the water move, maybe I'm the one to be healed. They wait to wait for a blessing when Jesus. Nobody knows. There is one doctor that is able to heal them. Maybe these sick people put their hope in the Jewish leader. So these things, maybe next Sabbath morning, but this is the sheep gate. It's just for the animals to be brought into for sacrifice, like the animals make noise, so it wouldn't make any bothering. Maybe they are here for a long time. No, it's okay. They can smell bad just like the animal coming into this gate. It just blended in. So that should be fine. However, we thank the Lord. We cannot, we do not seek God, but God always seeks out us. Jesus has come to the sick people here. When Jesus comes and stops somewhere, He has a purpose. And His purpose is that the verse 5, one who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. Verse 5. And when Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time. Why did Jesus come to see him and not others? And the reason is that he's come to see him and not others. In all the sick people there, maybe this particular condition is the worst. 38 years. Others, maybe they are reading, they are blind recently. So something happened to them. But this particular person, 38 years in this condition, we don't know whether he has come here for how long. But this wish, this person's hope, would be the first one when the water moves. How can a invalid turn around fast enough in competition with others? But when Jesus comes, Jesus understands the reason has caused him to be in this condition. Jesus said in verse 14, when he saw Jesus saw, now that you have healed, do not commit sin again. Or you will find yourself in the worst condition. The reason for this condition is because of sin. And the sinful condition has caused me to be in this situation. Jesus wants to come to solve an issue, not just because of his goodness, but Jesus wants to resolve the sinful condition of this person. When Jesus died, Jesus understands completely his life and her life. When he's suffering my life and your life, Jesus understands everything about us. But we, I think, each of us, some burden in our family, in our relatives, but our God comfort us, understand us. Other may not understand us, but Jesus, He understands completely and clearly our condition. If today Jesus comes, what would Jesus see? I think that John has wrote this. Jesus had come and saw in the church. Jesus can say, you think you are alive, but you are dead. That is the condition of the church. Jesus, you have welcomed the wrong teaching, not from them. Jesus will see that the condition is just half cold, half hot. That feel that he wants to spit us out. You see in the church, many, they think that they have wear a robe, but Jesus said, you are naked. In the church, there are many thought that they can see clearly, but no, you are blind. That's what Jesus can see in us is the condition of the church today. Jesus can look in the church. What do they see? What if Jesus comes? What would Jesus see? Does he see that maybe the sick and all the men our spiritual weakness, and next to our physical need, we have a deep spiritual need. The sickness in our soul. Before, when I was very enthusiastic, now I no longer have this enthusiasm about our faith. We no longer have an interest in God. Jesus can see that we are blind spiritually. All the spiritually blind is that they don't see the will of God for their own life. They don't see the need, the true need in their soul. And Jesus can see the cancer in our soul. All the bitterness, the anger, the uncomfortable to know and also, they say that if we have an enemy, that enemy is outside. But when we are angry, listening, we have brought the enemy inside of us. It became something that will gnaw and also, or Jesus can see that the imperfectness in our soul. The lacking in the soul, I'm unhappy with my faith, I don't need to change. If I have one seat with one eye, I'm happy. If I can walk with one leg, I'm happy. It's okay. Jesus created us not just like that. God did not create us in the condition that one eye, we have both eyes, but we can be happy with just one eye, and we don't know. God does not create us just with one leg. We have two legs, but the cripple in spiritual can walk with a crutch. There are other conditions that we steal. I don't need anything else. Only Sunday. Just listen to a message. That's enough. But maybe we do not understand that a responsibility of a Christian in everyday life. How do we answer Jesus when we see Jesus when he comes back? Let's examine our hearts. The joy when we come, is it the same joy to go camping or go fishing? The fact that we worship God here, do we worship with all our heart, just like to work to have an income? There's a story. There's a young lady. He was uncomfortable with his husband too many times. The husband didn't say anything to her. He feel the pressure. So she wanted to divorce. My husband treat me so wicked. So I want to the judge asked her, in the past few years, you didn't talk to her? The husband says, yes. The judge says, why didn't you talk to her? He said, every time she talk all the time, I have no time to talk. So maybe we could not see condition, our own condition. Jesus can see, look, and he can see our Christians' condition clearly. Jesus see everything in our life. So he was said, the scripture says, anyone believe in God will not be ashamed. There is a way for anyone when we have a problem, when we face the struggling of our own. Jesus said, no matter, whoever believes in me will not be ashamed. Do you believe that Jesus is seeing your true problem in the soul? Yeah. The second point is that what Jesus asked the invalid in verse 6, Jesus said, do you want to get well? Do you think? Yeah, is Jesus is redundant here? A person who is hungry must need to eat. A sick person needs. And here, for many years, and then Jesus asks, do you want to get well? Sound kind of redundant, right? Why did Jesus ask this? That way, we know this person in verse 7, He said, "Dear sir, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes out ahead." This invalid expressed his conviction that there is no one else to help him. Jesus asked to let this person know, express what is his true condition. He could not help himself, and no one else helped him. This is the problem why Jesus posed this. If Jesus asked this question so that we can recognize we need, we could not solve our own problem. And there is no one else that can help us. We forget our responsibility to talk about God to others. When we have burden about our business, our emotional in the family, or any other thing, all those things, maybe we could not help, find anyone to help us, and it just keeps us in burden. But if we went away from that, those things can continue to follow us. Jesus wants us to look at ourselves, we could not resolve, and nobody else can, so that we need God. If we can, this person can come into the pool that we need, and Jesus come to supply a wonderful thing, that is, he can come. Only one question. The question of Jesus to make him recognize the desire in the deep in his heart. Whoever in this so many years in the bad condition, that person, there is no more desire. The officer, the old age, when we went into the education thing, after 2 years, 3 years, the hope that we turn on God. If 10 years only, the person in the education time wouldn't go, wouldn't know what day he would return home. So that hope continued to fade and fade. And this person, 38 years in this condition, any day he does not have this wish, and because of the sin, some kind of sin that caused him to be in this condition, he wanted to be healed. 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, no, nothing happened. 38 years. He only be just give up hope. Jesus asked him, just to make him, do you have any desire to be healed? If you and I, we have problems in our soul, we have burdens in the cancer in the heart, or in the imperfection, do we desire to be healed, to be changed? The suffering make us lose hope. For 1887, Martin Dalton, 28 years. This person killed a businessman in New York, and that time he was condemned to life in prison. In 1930, they examined this case and they decided to give him freedom. And he is now 61 years old. That means 33 years in prison. Now, the society had changed so much. When they first came, they have, and now there's car as transportation. He changed that. It's so strange to him. He was so fearful. He said, Martin Dalton has to return to prison. There is no other way. But they agreed to let him stay in prison. And March 3rd, 1960, passed away. He was 91 years of age. That means that 63 years in prison in that 33 years, he carried out his sentence, and the other 30 years, he volunteered to be in prison. maybe this decision is so strange, but when we look at our lives, in all of our issue of the spiritual issue, do we desire to be changed? Near communication. All the situation that can come, not according to my wish, can destroy our desire to be changed. The scripture said, Naaman, he's a high officer of Syria. He has a high office, but he has leper. It's leprosy. And his servant told him, if you come to my country, there is a prophet that can heal you. So Naaman asked the king of Syria to come and bring a lot of gifts to see the king of Israel and say, can you heal me? Israel said, wait, this is the enemy trying to cause an issue with this kingdom of the Israeli. I cannot heal. Elijah said to the king, just bring him to me. Just get this official from him. When Naaman came to Elijah, gave him a simple, come to the Jordan, dip yourself 7 times. That made Naaman very uncomfortable. I thought, you come, you can make something with your hand. So here, and you ask me to dip this one. In my country, there are 2 great rivers. It's even cleaner than the Jordan River. I can go there and take a bath there. But when God gives us the commandment of God, it's so simple. Do you want to only just to come and dip yourself? The wish can be, Naaman can. I thought that you would heal me by raising your hand over me. Oh, but only to dip yourself. So Naaman did not. He wanted just to return home. Thankfully, Naaman has some servants recognize him. If that prophet says something difficult, then would you do it? Naaman, this is just dip yourself in the Jordan. Naaman did 1 time, nothing happened. He dipped himself 2 times, nothing happened. The 3rd time, nothing happened. 4 times, 5 times, 6 times, nothing changed. And the 7th time, after he did himself, his skin become like child again. What God has done, but do we have a desire? Jesus says, heal a person who's losing blood for all these years, in 12 years, but her design has a desire to be healed. When he saw Jesus, among the crowd, and it touched the hem of Jesus' robe, I will be healed. And he did that, fighting the crowd, touched the hem of the ground. All of a sudden, she sees you, the desire. Anytime there is desire, we still have the opportunity to be healed out of our spiritual weakness. But if we lost that desire, Jesus could not do anything. The question, do you want to get well? And this is a question I want to ask you and me to look back in our spiritual condition. Do we want to become someone that is pleasing to God? When we believe in Jesus, we will not be ashamed. The 3rd point, that what Jesus had said, Jesus told him to get up and take up your bed, and immediately he got healed and walked. He gave us a memory of 3 points. First, to stand up. I am triple 38 years. How can I get out? I don't have to wait for you to get me coming, but your communication. This is the grace. This person didn't ask to be healed. In all, they come to Jesus asking to heal, but here, this person did not know Jesus. He doesn't know Jesus has the authority, not knowing Jesus is the Son of God. Doesn't know that Jesus has authority to heal you, but grace and His mercy is shown here. Jesus said, "Get up, get up." It is a strange thing, a wonderful thing, but with this person, Jesus will change his life, because change is because of Jesus. If this person did not get up, he would not experience. If he has no effort to obey the commandment, that means from our mind, the ability to obey, to do what God commanded us to do, he experienced that. The scripture said, at once, the man was pure when Jesus gave the commandment. He gave the authority to be supernatural. Peter in the old days and his apostle in the boat, the storm was raging, and Jesus walked on toward them on the water. Peter and the other was afraid. They said, "Oh, it's a ghost." But Peter said, "Oh, it is you. Let me also walk on the water to come toward you." Jesus asked something. It's very strange. Anybody can walk on the water, but Jesus said, "Come. Only one companion. Just come to me." That causes Peter to be able to walk. When Jesus said to this person, "Pick up," and then pick up the invalid, this sick person, get up and leave. Without God's commandment, we could not do anything. If Jesus did not say, "Pick up and go," and he would not be able. In his saying, there is a supernatural authority to change everything. When Jesus talked to us, the Word of God and that Word of God, Jesus, he strengthened us, the life, the commandment to change life. When Jesus said, "Ask us a faith," this crippled was healed by Peter, the beautiful boy, in the name of Jesus. And he took the hand and lifted him up. The fact that Peter lifted up talked about the faith of Peter, which expresses faith, is the action of lifting up this person up. Here, Jesus did not lift him up. Jesus said, "No, you get up." God wants to see a faith so that God can act. The faith is this person. He got up according to the scripture. God wants to see our faith. What expresses our faith? God can change our position. When God gave us the commandment, we have a decision to obey. To get up means to leave our current condition. God is telling us, get up. Do we want to get up or not? To heal our blindness in the soul. The second point, Jesus said, to pick up your mat. Verse 9, at the day of the Sabbath, that means they could not do anything heavy. Even the heavier than the 8 is not allowed. But now, God is healing the sick person. This is against the law, the Jewish law. It was said that they cannot walk more than a mile. And from here to this house, maybe more than a mile. He says, "They go." What Jesus told this man is against the Jewish law. How? But if this person could not, would not obey, he would not experience the healing from Jesus. Complete obedience is that way. That's from us. This is something very different from our tradition. We have been taught like that. Others recommended this. But what God is that is against the cultural of this world. You go against the experience of others. Would you obey God? God is asking us in complete obedience. We have to understand to be obedient when God said, if you and I are after Him, what we carry with us, we carry our cross. We are not of ourselves. If you do not agree to carry the cross, it would not express our faith. There's a young pastor. He was invited to a new church to be a pastor there. And when we give communion this year, he doesn't know how to do, not according to tradition. He said, why you think that I do not know how to do communion? He said, we are the pastor every time before to work. And there is a door near the piano. And he touched the door there and then. But why did you touch that door before you get in here? The pastor said, well, there's nobody taught us to touch the door before the communion. And he called the other pastor and said, every time you touch the door. Yeah. Exactly. I have to touch the door. Why? Why do you have to touch the door before communion? The other pastor said, because when I have a static electricity, I have to touch something so I don't have to shock other people. The charge should become a tradition. You have to touch the door before giving communion. We ask to overcome all the tradition, but many times we've been taught incorrectly, even in the church, if we don't walk according to the full word of God. If you follow me, carry your cross to follow me. Do we allow God to lift us up and carry the cross? The third point, when Jesus said, go, means what? From leaving your old place, to depart from our condition, to go means to leave the old lifestyle, waiting for the angel to stir the water. When Jesus said go, he must go so that others can see us. Our life, when Jesus said go and carry your cross, we must go in a timid way and just follow on. So Jesus wants to see, others must see that I am following Jesus. The way I have decided to make Jesus the Lord and Savior of our life, our life in the cross, would others see us do that? Many lives to live in a hypocrisy in front of God is carrying out. When without God, they treat others in a wicked way. We live according to the hypocrisy of our society. This is all of grace, but it asks our responsibility. Who will heal for this very sick Jesus? Who must walk? The sick person must walk. Who will save us from sin? Jesus. But who will have to repent and believe? It's us. Who sanctify us to have a life above sin? Jesus. Who must make the decision to carry the cross each day? We. There is a responsibility that God is giving us. But there are many things that we are attached ourselves with that we forfeit that responsibility. There's a rich person. He was having a stroke. And he was could not move his body. Maybe his hand can move a little bit, but his health deteriorates each day. Maybe he could not make it. He could not make it through his life. And all the doctors say he could not make it. He asked a pastor to talk to this person through this conversation. If you agree, if you don't agree, then you not. If not, you should promote. This father desired to have a life who does not want to die, but because of his condition, is not according to his word. He is weaker and weaker and finally. Maybe he does not have a name. This pastor took the hand and encouraged him to give him some strength to live with him and want to pray for him, for his soul. And suddenly the rich person clamped the hand of his pastor and he did not withdraw. He would pray by holding this hand, and finally, and this, the weaker, the hand become weaker and then release from the pastor's hand. And we saw in the hand, there is the key. He wants to live, but to live for, to continue the old lifestyle, to use all his money that he has earned. You and I, if we want to stand up, if we want to carry our bed and walk, and we want to overcome our sinful nature, the sickness in our soul, the cancer of our soul, so that God can express his glory among us. The key verse in Romans said, whoever believes in Jesus will not be ashamed. The scripture says, do you believe the scripture? If you do, we will not be ashamed. May God bless you for each one of you. And this is the first time we get together here at the church. May God help us in the rest of our life. We can experience the healing in our spiritual life. When we meet Jesus, we will not be ashamed. When we live a life according to God's name. Let's all turn our heart to God for prayer. We thank you, Lord, because your love, you see each one of us. Want to come each one of us to be recognizing our issue of our spiritual life, to experience holy yoga. We thank you because today we can open the church to welcome our believers here. But we know that what God is asking us not just to open the church, to come to the temple, but what God is asking us is to get up, carry our cross, express to all our life belong to Jesus. If anything that prevents us from fulfilling our responsibility, please forgive us. May we listen to your word, hear your word. Please do not just ask God, but we accept what God wants in our life. May we have an ear to hear, your word clearly. We thank you, Lord. We ask your blessing on each one of us here, as well as those worship online. Please, we ask for your blessing on everyone in the new week. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.